Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Monday, the 1st of October, 2012. Happy October, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. It may be October on the calendar. However, it feels more like July. Time to turn down the heat. Let's end this long, hot summer. The home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we've made it very convenient for you to hear this program anytime, anywhere in the world. We post the program to my website, buckmastershow.com. TucsonSentinel.com has a posting, as does TucsonCitizen.com. That's displayed, the Buckmaster Show, very prominently on their homepage. And GVNews.com, that's the website for the Green Valley News and Sojarita Sun, now has a link to our program as well, and we thank them for that. We're live noon to one each weekday. We'll get things rolling as we do every Monday with our political face-off. Today we have commentators Carolyn Cox and Paul Eckerstrom with us. Then at the bottom of the hour, another in our series of face-to-face candidate conversations with the two candidates who are battling it out in the race for Pima County Recorder. The incumbent, F. Ann Rodriguez, she is the longtime county recorder, will join us, as will the challenger, Bill Beard. That happens at about 12:30 this afternoon. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or we also monitor our Facebook page during the show. So if you want to send us a Facebook question, we can get that to our commentators as well. Today we have Carolyn Cox with us, chair of the Pima County Republican Party, and Paul Eckerstrom is the vice chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Paul and Carolyn, it's good to have a couple of football fans with me in studio. It was quite a weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
U of A played pretty good against a very tough Oregon State team, and I am becoming a Arizona Cardinals fan, Carolyn.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I love those guys.
You know, undefeated, Paul?
Yeah. It's been fun to watch because of how good their defense is. I think that keeps them in every single ballgame.
Yeah. So football season, very fun here in Arizona. It is, a lot of folks talking about debates. We have the presidential, first of the three presidential debates will be coming up Wednesday. Also, there will be a debate coming up, and only one so far is planned, between in the U.S. Senate race between Rich Carmona and Jeff Flake. By the way, we will have in studio, Dr. Carmona will be with me tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. Paul Eckerstrom, is Jeff Flake making a mistake by not doing more than just that one debate with Carmona?
Yeah, I don't quite understand. I think he's acting like an incumbent that's sitting on a big lead, which isn't the case. I think he considers himself kind of like an incumbent because he spent so much time in the House of Representatives representing the Phoenix district. But I think that's a huge mistake. I guess he's scared of Carmona because Carmona comes from, you know, being a veteran of the Vietnam War, the combat veteran, and being the Surgeon General under George Bush, and in the interim being a deputy sheriff doctor as well as a search and rescue doctor. He's got quite a resume, and I guess he's scared to have to deal with him. I mean, I don't quite understand it, though, because it's not like this race is it's very close according to the polls, and so I would think Flake would want to debate him to score some points to win this thing. But if he doesn't, it looks bad for him.
Go ahead,
well, I don't think that Jeff is scared of him at all. I think that the issues are so very different between the two of them, and we just have to deal in this country this time with what's happening with our health care and the rush by the Democrats to convert this to socialized medicine.
And I know, Carolyn, that you feel that in the Obama, the presidential race, health care is the defining issue. as it is, I guess, in the Carmona Flake race.
Well, yeah,
would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do agree with that because I think that people have to understand that we do not want socialized medicine. You do not want the government to come between you and your doctor, and that's exactly what the Independent Payment Advisory Board does, and also the electronic medical records take all of the privacy out of the conferences between you and your doctor. And those two last things came in the stimulus bill, so even repealing Obamacare doesn't solve all of the problems that we have, but we absolutely have to understand that there, without a market-based system, there will be rationing. And so the real war that the Democrats are making on women is for the elderly women who are going to be in Medicare who simply are not going to get treatments. Well, and the men too, but it just turns out. But Ezekiel Emanuel has said that people over 15 and under 60 are the one, or under 40 are the ones who are going to get the major care. So do not kid yourself that everything is going to be the same. And Obama said that the premiums would go down, and they have not gone down. They've actually gone up.
I have to get in here.
Paul is shaking his head here very vehemently.
It's very clear.
Shaking it
that
again.
Mitt Romney has adopted Paul Ryan's budget plan. It's very clear that Jeff Flake voted for Paul Ryan's budget plan. Paul Ryan's budget plan would wipe out Medicare. It basically says you get $4,000 voucher and then go try to buy your own insurance. And insurance these days is $12,000 a year at least.
It's my turn now.
Medicare would be wiped out under the Republicans. It would be wiped out under Jeff Flake. It would be wiped out under Mitt Romney. And if people are worried about Medicare, that's where they should be worried about. And the other thing is very clear to me is that, you know, look at if you don't think people aren't getting between you and your doctor right now, I know my health insurance company does that every time I need a procedure. And the government is not involved in this under Obamacare. What they are doing is making recommendations that people should follow,
which are
closer in terms of being cost effective. But it does not say that you're going to get a government saying you can't do this. That's not the case.
That's what the Independent Payment Advisory Board is all about, and you cannot appeal it. Whatever they come down with, whatever treatment they say applies to a certain age group or to a certain
person, you will still have private insurance, and they're the ones that are going to make the call, not the government. And frankly, I have a hard time. I would rather have a national health insurance program. You know why? Because I'd rather have the government making that decision, because a person who doesn't have a profit motive to deny me a procedure that I need compared to an insurance adjuster who's doing that very thing, trying to deny me procedures because they have a profit motive involved to take money. They're the middleman that takes money out of the pockets of all of us, including our doctors.
Paul said that the Republicans, Ryan and Mitt Romney, would wipe out Medicare.
That is absolutely a lie, because
Paul Ryan
has already said that anybody over 55 will be under the current Medicare system in the future. Because all of these systems are going bankrupt, you have to figure out a way to use the private sector, and that's exactly what would be if you bought a catastrophic policy, had a health savings account, which Obamacare rules out.
Yeah. I know, Carolyn.
Gotten rid of the healthcare.
You're at the age where you're not going to be affected, but I'm 53 years old. I would be affected. I've been paying into Medicare all my adult life in my career, and I'm going to get only a $4,000 voucher in the future when $12,000 a year it costs to buy insurance. I think that's absurd. What you can do with Medicare is make adjustments that doesn't wipe out Medicare the way we know it now, and to fix it. It doesn't need this radical change that the Republicans want. And the plain fact is, I think Jeff Flake is going to lose this Senate race because he went out and cut veteran benefits
in a vote.
He voted for the Ryan plan, and he wants to cut out Medicare as we know it.
And
period.
And
Carmona does not. That's why Carmona is going to win this race.
And you think the sequestration where they are going to cut the defense budget by 20% is a good thing?
Yeah.
No.
And Jeff Flake voted for that as well. I mean, the sequestration doesn't have to happen if we come come up with an agreement and compromise on how to deal with the deficit.
Carolyn Cox, it's your turn.
Well, the deficit is certainly, the debt is certainly a huge, huge problem. And all Obama seems to be able to do is to spend, spend, and spend and add more debt onto it. He has doubled the debt since he has been in office. We have interest on the debt that is now the fourth highest item that we are paying for. It just seems like that the Democrats have no understanding about how the economy really works. We are paying interest now at like less than 1%, and how, what on earth is going to happen when the interest rates go up to a more reasonable amount, and then we'll have the interest being the number one thing that we're having to pay for.
Barack Obama,
it's ridiculous.
Barack Obama actually had a plan of $4 trillion reduction in the deficit on the table and an agreement with John Boehner before he went back on it. And the plain fact is all he was asking for was for every $3 that was cut in spending, $1 would be raised in taxes from the wealthy, letting the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy go by the boards so that we could recoup some of those. And those are the same tax rates we had in the 1990s under Clinton when we had the best economy in the world.
Never.
And so as a result, you know, it was the Republicans who rejected Obama on that, and therefore we couldn't come to a compromise. And that's why that sequestration vote was the compromise
Carolyn
that took place
Cox
that Jeff Flake voted for.
Yeah, I mean, never in the history of a recession have you ever solved the problem by raising taxes. You do not do that. And Romney is absolutely right. We have driven all of our manufacturing offshore because our corporate taxes are the highest in the world. And to bring that money back home, you have to lower the corporate tax rates to make it possible for them to manufacture here. We have regulations. The EPA is absolutely out of control in the kind of regulations they are putting on manufacturers. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Let me talk about the corporate
real
tax
quickly,
rate.
And then we're going to take a break.
Real quickly, the corporate tax rate is considered fairly high, but when you do the real corporate tax rate, when you take all the deductions and exemptions that corporations get to take from that tax rate, we have one of the lowest corporate tax rates in the world. We're second lowest
in the world.
You just have to look at the actual studies that say real corporate tax rates are super low in this country.
This is the Monday Political Face-Off. Carolyn Cox is here and Paul Eckerstrom, a very lively political face-off on this early Monday afternoon. We will be back. We have more. Stay with us.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than two file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Well, 22 on the Buckmaster Show. It is the Monday Political Face-Off brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe can take care of all of your needs. Art for your walls, great custom frame mirrors, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Paul Eckerstrom is with us, and Carolyn Cox. Carolyn Cox is the chair of the Pima County Party, Republican Party, and Paul Eckerstrom is vice chair of the local Democrats. Paul and Carolyn, let's talk a little bit about the kind of the marquee proposition. It's the one everybody is talking about. That's Proposition 204, what is called the Quality Education and Jobs Initiative. The latest news on that now, Paul Eckerstrom, all three of the CEO organizations have now come out in support of 204.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of folks, and I know there's a split in the business community on this, but there's a lot of folks in the business community that understand that we've sunk so low in education funding in this state. We're last in the country. Our universities are gotten 10 times more expensive than they were in the late 80s. And it is affecting our ability to keep businesses here and attract new businesses here and that therefore keep good jobs here. And so I think it's very, very important that we extend the 1 cent sales tax that we overwhelmingly passed last time because we needed to balance the budget and hopefully keep our schools intact. It's more important now than ever that we extend that 1 cent sales tax. And this money is earmarked to where the legislature can't move money around. They have to spend a certain floor on education, and it helps junior colleges, it helps GED programs, and it helps universities with scholarships for students that can't afford, especially middle class and lower students who can't afford to go to school now because it's gotten so expensive. So this is the future future of our state at stake. If we don't pass this, I think we won't have an economy.
Yeah, you know what? We won't have any economy if we do pass it. The sales tax right now in Tucson is the highest in the country, for crying out loud. And the reason that other sales tax passed was because we were promised that it was a temporary tax. And the reason that we had to have a temporary tax was because the Democrats over the last few years had spent so much money that we had a $3 billion debt that had to be
dealt
with.
The Democrats have never controlled the legislature.
Oh, they did,
Carolyn, since 1966.
I'm sorry. They were when Janet Napolitano was there, they were spending like crazy. But the point
was the
is
the Republican legislature.
The point is that with the sales tax, we have businesses that won't come here because they say, "My goodness, you've got an estate income tax, you've got the huge sales tax," and they simply don't come here. There is a reason why Tucson is doing so poorly compared to Maricopa, and part of it is our taxing system. But let's look at education. We spend over $9,000 per child for education.
That's
and
wrong.
No, that's not false.
That
is correct. And the point is that all of this money is not going to go into the classrooms. A lot of it is going to go to contractors who are going to get paid the Davis-Bacon rates, which are the very, very highest rates for their construction. And there is no correlation between the amount of money spent and education, because
that's
the spending has gone. Yes, it is.
Rick
spending
Grinnell.
Has gone up
Rick
every
Grinnell
year.
Rick Grinnell is with us. Slip this on here, the headset, Carolyn, so you can hear Rick's comment. Rick Grinnell, go ahead.
How you all doing?
Real good.
Good.
You know, I believe it was in 2000. We passed the 0.6% sales tax designated for education. And what happened was that they did not insist that that was an addition to allocated spending.
Exactly.
Rather than institute another continuing this 1 cent sales tax, what I'd rather see done is go back and amend that 0.6% sales tax so that we can do with this 1 cent sales tax, because basically what we're talking about is 1.6% sales taxes for education.
Well, okay. And let me address that.
Go ahead, Rick.
No, let me finish, Paul.
Real quickly, Rick.
And here's the real issue. We are driving buyers out of Arizona into New Mexico because the sales tax differential. When you're talking
absolutely
about
right.
When we're talking about major infrastructure expansions for equipment, vehicles, appliances, people are shopping outside of Arizona now. That 1 cent percent does make a difference.
Okay, yes, it
thanks,
does.
Rick. Go ahead. Paul Ackerstrom.
Let me give a little history lesson here. 1992, we cut way back through the 90s. We cut way back on our state income tax. And I don't disagree with you, Rick. That they tried to recoup some of that to put to education. And then the legislature stole money from other sources for education that they allocated. And it really made no difference when we passed that sales tax in 2000. Now, here's the difference. This one makes sure that the legislature cannot do that again. That money is earmarked for the for schools. And here's the point. The point being is this: if we don't invest in our schools, we won't have businesses moving here.
Okay.
They're going to run away in droves.
Here's Carolyn
yes,
Cox.
Yes, but what we have to do it totally differently, because it's like Condoleezza Rice said at the convention. She said, "I can look at your zip code and I can tell whether a child is going to succeed or not." That is a terrible thing. And if we put the choice, if the money went with the child and they got to choose the school, you would find that all of our schools almost overnight would all be much better.
The money does go.
No.
Money does go with the child. They get to go to a charter school. They get to go any school district they want to. You're just talking about private schools. What I think is
I'm not talking about private schools. I'm talking about each child getting to take the money that is allocated to that child and being able to go to whatever school they want to go to.
They can.
And
right now. Carolyn, they can.
Because none of the schools, if they had that, none of the schools that are failing would have a guaranteed of money.
Let me say something else here. We actually had we were 50th in spending in the country on schools. 5 years ago when the recession hit. We then cut our schools 21.5%, highest in the country.
We're going to have to go.
We can't even see 49th in
why
the country.
Why did Jeb
right
Bush
now.
Have such success in Florida with the program that he worked with essentially the same kind of Hispanic population that we
Carolyn
have here?
Carolyn Cox, thank you very much. Paul Eckerstrom, thank you very much. The Monday Political Face-Off. Brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Check out Moe's for all of your art needs, custom frame mirrors, great picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Coming up next, we will have the Pima County Recorders Debate. We continue with our debate series here on The Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has spent at least 8 days over the past month preparing for 3 upcoming debates with President Obama. The first of those debates will take place on Wednesday in Denver. A man who was wounded in the shootings at a suburban Denver movie theater is appearing in an ad aimed at getting voters' attention before Wednesday's first presidential debate. The ad has to do with gun violence and which candidate could reduce it. Some of today's heaviest fighting in Syria appears to be taking place in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo, where rebels recently launched a new offensive. An activist there says 12 people have been killed in today's violence. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 70 points, the Nasdaq down 8. More details at srnnews.com.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique silk and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowell and Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The Southern Arizona Chapter of Community Associations Institute is inviting you to a legal forum on homeowner association issues Saturday morning, October the 6th. It's this Saturday for $20. You get breakfast, workshops, you can quiz attorneys who specialize in HOA law. And if you live with an HOA or a condo association, and especially if you're serving on an HOA board, this legal forum is for you. That's Saturday morning, October the 6th, Tucson's Windmill Inn. Register online at soazcai.org. That's soazcai.org. Time for the Buckmaster Show series of face-to-face candidate conversations. All of our debates are being archived at kvoi.com. Today we spotlight the two candidates in the race for Pima County Recorder. F. Ann Rodriguez is a Democrat who was first elected to the Pima County Recorder's position in 1993. And Bill Beard is here, a Republican and former school teacher and owner and operator of landscaping companies. He's now the landscaping superintendent for Stone Canyon. That's a golf community in Oro Valley. Bill and F. Ann, good to see you both.
Well, thank you, Bill, for inviting us.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you.
Bill, let's begin with you. We'll begin in alphabetical order, and B is ahead of R. And so, Bill Beard, why are you running for Pima County Recorder?
Short and sweet. It comes down to making sure that government is fulfilling its prime responsibilities. I'm old enough to remember when civics was taught in school, and one of the foundational principles that was drilled into my head from a young age was the idea that government's first and only true responsibility is to protect the rights of citizens. The idea that the right to vote, however you want to describe the problem that would prevent someone from voting, call it corruption, call it incompetence, bureaucratic stupidity, whatever term you would choose to use it. If at the end of the process there are citizens in Pima County that are being disenfranchised, I take exception to that. The recorder is the only elected official countywide that shares responsibility for election activities in the state of Arizona. The Constitution basically sets it down that you share responsibility primarily with the Board of Supervisors for what goes on Election Day. You have a separate set of specific responsibilities and duties, but the overall responsibility is not something that you can step away from. You share that responsibility. And the fact is there have been people disenfranchised in Pima County going back many years, and the current recorder has effectively been silent about it.
F. Ann Rodriguez, why are you seeking re-election, and do you want to address what Mr. Beard is talking about this disenfranchise issue?
Well, first of all, Bill, I'd like to thank you for giving us this opportunity.
It's our pleasure.
And for your listening audience, too, I think it's a great public service, so
Thank you very much.
But it has been my honor and privilege to serve as the Pima County Recorder. I'm very proud of the accomplishments that I have had. The Pima County Recorder's Office has two separate divisions. One is the voter registration division, which is responsible for keeping the rolls for all of the voters here in Pima County for all the various jurisdictionals, be it school districts, cities and towns, and legislative districts. The other division is the recording division, where people come in who have actually transferred title of property. So there's always a buyer and a seller, so we are the public records. There are actually two different divisions that do entirely two different things, but that's set out in Arizona State Constitution. I have been under budget for 15 years. I've made an excess of $10 million for the Pima County taxpayers. That $10 million is an excess of its revenues that we made from our expenses. I've also was the lead litigant for to making sure we got onto the permanent early voting list. And I have archived all the old records on the recording side, which are records that are on microfiche, roll film, and things of that nature. It is the duty and responsibility for the recorder's office to be in charge of early balloting and the signature process and petition process. I have been very active in communicating with the Pima County Board of Supervisors, who are ultimately responsible for the Division of Elections. The Pima County Board of Supervisors has given that responsibility to Mr. Huckleberry, and Mr. Huckleberry has appointed an elections director to oversee that particular office.
FN and Bill, I'm going to put you both on the clock here. We're going to start the 1 minute, 30-second response to your question so we can kind of keep this moving along. But FN, I'm going to give you the next question, which is really kind of a rebuttal to the accusations that Mr. Beard is making about the disenfranchised voters. What do you say to
that?
Well,
he has indicated that I haven't been vocal, and that is incorrect. He has not been when I've had my communication with Mr. Huckleberry and the Board of Supervisors. I have 10 various public hearings. I've also appeared before the Elections Integrity Commission pointing out the things that I would recommend. I have communicated to the board and to Mr. Huckleberry and Mr. Nelson the things that I have found wrong that have occurred at polling location. Mr. Beard also has one of my communications on his website. So there is a process and a procedure that I have followed to outline things that have happened. I know he has had some personal experience, which is very unfortunate that he went through that one, but there is a letter of communication to him from the director as to what happened in his instance.
Was that the personal issue that brought you into the campaign, Bill Beard?
It was an issue. Went to vote, and the Amphi School Board election was not on the ballot. In asking questions, the idea that you're going to have no taxation without representation. I've paid taxes in that school district for over 20 years, and being effectively told by election officials in the recorder's office, in the elections department, and even the county administrator's office that I need to take up my concerns with a school district instead of the county. Finally, frankly, is a bit more than a bit troubling. It's the county that puts on elections. And again, it comes down to what are the priorities. The Arizona Constitution, actually every state constitution across the country, has ingrained into its foundational structure the idea of checks and balances. And the recorder's office in the state of Arizona shares responsibility with the Board of Supervisors for election activities. And you can communicate fine in memos, but the reality is if you're not willing to go out and before the public call out the folks on the other side of that divide, you are the check ultimately on what they do or don't do. And if you are not communicating vocally every single day with the public, identifying the problems with disenfranchised voters, you're not doing your job.
FN Rodriguez, what do you say to that?
Well, I know that I can't go around asking for employees of Pima County government to be fired. That is one thing. You know, I'm responsible for my employees. I know Mr. Beard is not happy with the current elections director, but he needs to voice his concern with Mr. Huckleberry. Like I said, I've had private communication with Chuck regarding Mr. Nelson, but Mr. Nelson does not work for me. I'm not responsible for him. I didn't hire him. I certainly cannot fire him either. And, of course, I've done public hearings before the board when they the Division of Elections had some issues that brought up that became very public that I appeared for and gave my recommendations to them that what things that I would see that could be changed and better utilized. There is what the board has created is an Elections Integrity Commission. I don't know if Mr. Beard's ever appeared at that group of people that are the political party's representative. It's an active community. They have public notices, public meetings. I've done that one. My deputy attends those particular hearings to kind to streamline some of the process.
And it's called the
Pima County Elections Integrity Committee.
Are you aware of that committee?
I am very aware of that committee. My opponent mentions committees, and there's an old saying in politics that if you want to solve a problem, you solve a problem. But if you want to avoid responsibility, accountability, or blame, you appoint a commission and let them study it to death. The Pima County Election Integrity Commission was a direct response to the RTA both lawsuit and balloting that occurred in 2006. The Board of Supervisors was under pressure to do something, or at least have the appearance of doing something. So they appointed an Election Integrity Commission. And ever since then, various memos from various departments go flying around. But a lot of talk, a lot of heat, a lot of paper is generated out of that commission, but effectively the people that were in charge in 2006 that directly led to the problems associated with the RTA ballot are still in charge.
Okay. We're going to take a break right here. We'll be back with F.N. Rodriguez and Bill Beard. The race is for Pima County Recorder. You're listening to The Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Have you been inside Splendido, Oro Valley's all-inclusive community for adults 55 and better? Now is your chance. Their annual Showcase of Homes event is coming up Tuesday, October the 30th at 9 a.m. And please, when you call to RSVP, say you heard about it on the Buckmaster Show. 762-4090, 762-4090, or visit SplendidoTucson.com for more information. We are continuing with our debate series. Today we are focusing on the Pima County Recorder's Office. The incumbent, F. Ann Rodriguez, a Democrat, is with us, and Bill Beard, Republican, is the challenger. And we'll begin with F. Ann Rodriguez. This is your opportunity, Ms. Recorder, to discuss, has anything been said by your opponent that you would like, that you feel is untrue and that you would like to kind of set the record straight on?
Well, the only thing I, as what he just mentioned, he doesn't think I'm vocal enough. Maybe he's just not, we have a different style and approach how to go about these things. But I really don't have too much to say to Mr. Beard. You know, I have a proven track record that what I've done effectively, I'm running my department. I have been the lead Democrat recorder in legislative issues. I've come under budget for several years. I was the one that spearheaded the permanent early voting list. And it's been, you know, my honor and privilege to serve as a Pima County recorder, and I wish to continue in that role.
And Bill Beard, is there something that you would like to say right now to set the record straight?
Nothing jumps to mind. I would want to ask Ms. Rodriguez if you believe that the elections department has been run effectively and managed in a manner that protects the rights of citizens in Pima County. I called for Mr. Nelson's resignation or firing a couple weeks ago. Where do you stand on the Mr. Nelson's ability to do his job in Pima County?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to talk about a call for a firing of any county employee, anyone that works for me or another department. There are certain protocols. I've had my private conversation with his direct supervisor, who is Mr. Huckleberry, and laid out what I think that should happen with that particular department. They either adhere to my suggestions or they're not. I've also had private conversations with the Board of Supervisors and even some, you know, previously. I will say that in back before Mr. Nelson was hired, there was a vacancy in that particular department. I communicated with Mr. Huckleberry that if he wished me to take over that division, I would be more than happy to. I gave him 6 months. They declined that offer.
Is there a Mr. Beard asked you a question. Do you have a question that you want to ask him at this point?
Well, I really don't have a question to ask him. I can only say that
he did, in effect, in his last comment, say that you're not running your recorder's office effectively. I believe that's what you said, correct?
The bottom line is, if you share responsibility for election activities and you know going back many years that people have been disenfranchised in Pima County, the fact that you swear an oath to uphold all the laws in the state of Arizona, not just the ones that mention the recorder's office, if someone's been disenfranchised, that is a serious problem.
FN Rodriguez?
Well, I think I pointed out all the things that I have found wrong with. I think your primary focus is on the division of elections. You never said anything directly that the responsibilities that I've had to do with. We have given out, and like I said, different reports that we find out, because most of them will happen with poll worker issues. I don't like to go out there and beat up on poll workers. I think it's a training tool. I think they need to train the training aspects of it, but they haven't heeded to my suggestions. But I think I've run my division very effectively, and the responsibility is that one. I think you need to take up these issues with Mr. Huckleberry or the Board of Supervisors directly, who can make those particular changes. Like I said, I've done the best that I think that I can in outlining the things that I have seen or things that I've liked to change. Sometimes they adhere to my suggestions, and sometimes they do not.
Should they take it out, or should you go to Mr. Huckleberry with this?
I've taken my concerns to Mr. Huckleberry. I've taken my concerns to the Board of Supervisors. My question is, ultimately, when you share responsibility for election activities and the problem comes down to whether or not any citizen, 100, 1,000, whatever the number happens to be, by Pima County's own estimate, in the last election cycle, 1 in 4 polling locations was potentially giving out incorrect ballots. I have no problem with the poll workers themselves. Like any organization, your workforce is only as good as the information the boss provides them. Prior to Election Day, the recorder's office, in conjunction with the elections department, identifies the information that goes on the ballot, identifies what information is needed for the poll workers on Election Day. When they receive inadequate or incomplete information, the work product they produce will be inadequate, because time after time, the information does not go down to the poll workers where it's needed. Example, primarily in the instance where I was disenfranchised, they started that election day with 2 types of ballots. They were supposed to start the work day with 6 types of ballots.
FN Rodriguez.
Well, first of all, I'm not responsible for the poll workers getting the material to them or the training things. Those are directly the responsibility for the Division of Elections. I can't supersede into taking over a division that is responsible for something that is not within my control.
We've got about a minute or so before your closing statement. So I am going to say to you each, and we'll keep this response to about 30 seconds, and we'll begin with Mr. Beard. What is the most compelling reason in 30 seconds to tell me why there should be a change in leadership with the Pima County Recorder's Office?
The Pima County Recorder is the only election official that all the citizens of Pima County have a voice in electing on Election Day. By happenstance, by circumstance, by whatever you want to call it, for at least 6 years, Pima County election officials have overseen problems on Election Day that have directly led to people being disenfranchised. I want to be the watchdog that stops that.
And the most compelling reason why folks should reelect FN Rodriguez.
Well, Bill, first of all, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity.
It's my pleasure.
It's been a pleasure and honor and a privilege to serve as a Pima County recorder. I think my track record speaks for itself. I provided a good public service to the people of Pima County. I've been under budget for 15 years. I made an excess of revenue. My opponent has not spoken anything about the other division that I'm also responsible for, which is a transfer of land and property.
I was just going to say, excuse me, it is time now for our closing statement, so I want to give you each 1 minute to kind of wrap all of this up, and we began with our opening statements with Bill Beard, and we will now begin with our closing statements with FN Rodriguez. Go ahead, about a minute for you.
Well, thank you. I like to tell people, if they want to know a little bit more about my campaign, they can visit my website, which is rodriguezforrecorder.com. And as I said previously, it has been my honor and privilege to serve as the Pima County Recorder, and I asked for their vote again for this upcoming election.
And now Bill Beard.
Yes. You can, for more information, you can go to my website, voteforbeard.com. We're also on Facebook. I just like to close with a comment that I came across some months ago that I think sums up the importance of elections and what government is supposed to be about in this country. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. To my mind, if you believe that elections and what goes on with the process leading up to elections, whether folks are disenfranchised or not, if you believe that truly matters, I think it's time for someone to be elected that will no longer be silent. By the way, the author of that comment was Dr. Martin Luther King.
Bill Beard, a Republican running for Pima County Recorder, and F. Ed Rodriguez is the Democrat incumbent. And we want to remind everyone that KVOI.com has all of our debates archived. Thank you both, candidates, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you, Bill.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Silver is only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. So much to do. The summer rains have greened everything up along the Continental Divide Trail. Coming up this weekend, Pinos Altos Fiesta on October the 6th. That should be a lot of fun. Lots of places to stay over in the Silver City area, including the Ridge Park RV Park and Buckhorn RV Park and Lake Roberts Motel. For more information, visit southwestnewmexico.org. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. What is it about Culligan? Well, folks, it simply tastes better. Coming up at 4 o'clock here on KVOI, it's the John C. Scott Show from 4 to 5. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. I am Bill Buckmaster. Thank you very much for joining us this Monday afternoon. Have a great day.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.